Thank you. Thank you. Here we go, folks. I hit the mute again. I better watch what I'm doing. But anyway, here we're back again to Your Voice Counts. I appreciate you hanging on. This is hour two of the first two-hour show I've done since way back when we did the Liberty Hour. But anyway, thanks for hanging on. And we have a couple guests here, Jeff, that Rachel's been hanging on for a long, long time. And I want to get her on, and she's such a very honest and grateful guest and has so many wonderful things to say. But I always have a issue here, a pledge, that I'll always take a survivor that comes on first. And Ron Kuchel is on the line. And then, Rachel, I'm going to bring you right back up. So, Rachel, please hang on. Don't get mad at me. Welcome aboard, shipmate, and welcome, you know, Jeff Blankford to the show. Go ahead, Ron.
Thanks, Phil. I knew you would do that. Would you allow me, please, to let Rachel go first?
Absolutely. Rachel, come on up.
Yes.
Hello, Rach. Hello, Rachel.
At the, the left, how, you know, and they'll have the left place down the lobby. Is your lobby in the left? Pardon me? Hello?
Go ahead, Ray. Hello? Start all over again.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was reading Is your lobby in the left? And it's true, the biggest power that AIPAC has over our Congress and our government officials and our president. Any president that tells Israel to stop building or stop building illegal settlements or says something against Israel regarding Palestine, you know, they don't get reelected. It's really a shame. Also, I see you have you're working with Phil Weiss, and I commend him too because he's also very anti-Zionist and he happens to be Jewish. And I know a lot of Jewish people are anti-Zionists. I know quite a few of them. And he wrote an article about my friend James Morris and his exchange with General Petraeus. And I think that was a very good article he did, many others. And I want to tell you, too, and you're talking about Chomsky in there. He really downplays the lobby. I went to a meeting, my first and last one, last night at the Answer Coalition. And this lady, Sarah Flounders.
Oh, yes.
Her name is. You probably know she is.
Yes.
And she kept downplaying it. She was saying that we're going into the war with Syria and all these countries in the Middle East because of corporations. And I said, it's not corporations. We're going in there because of Israel. And she kept downplaying it, just playing the Chomsky line, you know.
I would say... Chomsky is a strategic asset for Israel. He has been. I also wrote an article. You might be interested in reading.
Here we go. Here we go again. We got another break coming
even
up.
Even Colin Powell
Jeff.
Said.
Rachel and Jeff, we got another break coming up. Hang on, please. We'll
okay,
get you
sure.
right
okay.
back. Ron Kuchel, we'll get you in, buddy. Don't worry about it. Again, support your sponsors, RBN. Real news, real talk, because you can't handle the truth. See you in just a minute.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to the second hour. We got a little bit of run here, then we got a long run, and maybe a little bit longer run. But listen, we got, we got Rachel up. I wanted to finish off, and of course we got Ron Kugel, and then we got Jeff in Missouri. So I want to get all these callers up. And
Mendocino.
Yeah. And let's
long
do
way from Missouri.
Do. Oh, okay. We'll get you up. Don't worry about it, Jeff. And thanks for calling in, folks. And I'll tell you, thank you, Jeffrey Blankford, for being on Your Voice Counts. It's a great honor, sir. You're a great American, and you know a lot about what's going on in this world. And we appreciate your knowledge and giving us a little bit of your time. So. Rachel, if you'd like to go ahead and finish up your conversation with Jeff, we'll get that taken care of.
And then I had a question for him real quick, too.
Sure. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Before the question, I want to mention that about half a dozen years ago, I wrote an article called Damage Control, Noam Chomsky and the Israel-Palestine Conflict, in which I make an argument, which if I rewrote the article, would even be stronger today, that in fact what he's doing is damage control for Israel. But he's like a Pied Piper who has done a lot to educate, to say, the American left such as it is, but then has led it down path so everything possible that's bad in the world is done by the United States. And then Chomsky, who admitted he was a Zionist in his youth, he spoke Hebrew in his home, refuses to blame Israel for anything it's done. He talks about Israel's crimes, and then, but who's responsible? It's America, because America gives him the money. But Chomsky never talks about Congress. He, as a matter of fact, he pays no attention to it. And in 1991, after the first Gulf War, he was speaking in Berkeley, and an Iraqi American friend of mine asked him what the role was of the Israel lobby in fomenting Iraq War I. And Chomsky dismissed it, and of course the Jews in the audience, who were many anti-Zionists, to quote, they all applauded, which was not a surprise. By the way, the term anti-Zionist doesn't mean anything for me. If you agree, if you don't think the American Jewish establishment, which is the American Zionist establishment, is manipulating and controlling and influencing U.S. Middle East policy, you could say you're an anti-Zionist from here to the moon, and it won't mean anything to me.
Okay, Reg, go ahead and respond and go ahead and ask the question, please.
Okay. Well, Sarah Flounders, who's a you know, big Chomsky follower, well, she said she's the secretary of the Workers' World Party, which is a socialist party, as you know. And she was talking about how corporations, and I kept yelling, and James Morris was there, and he kept yelling, too, you know, AIPAC's the one that's getting us into these wars, and we're doing it for Israel. And we got finally kicked out. But even Colin Powell said that we were in there for Israel, and you know what happened to him? He had to step down. But can you tell us about the Jinsa crowd? Kind of elaborate on that?
The Jinsa crowd. That's what he said. Yes. It was the Jinsa crowd.
Yeah.
Jinsa, if it was AIPAC alone, they would have not had the influence. AIPAC is part of a network, a spider web, key part, but only a part, of a network that includes Jinsa, the Jewish Institute for National Security Association, which I'll get back to in a moment. All the major think tanks in Washington, the one that's always quoted on NPR, National Public Radio, and in the New York Times and the Washington Post, called the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. And they are a major influence on U.S. policy. AIPAC invented or created this organization in 1985 in order to be inside the White House, not just a lobby group. AIPAC is no longer a lobby. It's like it's up on the desk. It's an officer of the Israeli Navy in occupied America, but it's just one player. And then the Jinsa was started in 1976 after President Ford had threatened to stop all aid to Israel and threatened to direct Israel to give up all the occupied territories, and in fact, his Secretary of State, who was none other than Henry Kissinger, was so upset with Israel because Israel would not give up land it had captured from Egypt in 1973 that Kissinger advised Ford to make this speech that he was going to make but never did, warning Israel what was going to happen to them if Israel did not withdraw. And within 3 weeks, AIPAC had 76 senators across the whole political spectrum, George McGovern to, you know, Senator Hunt, whatever, warning the president, warning in crude terms, that he better not mess with the Israel-U.S. relationship. This was 1976. But what did it happen, Israel did not get U.S. jets for 6 months. Okay, so 76, next year comes along. And a group of what we now call neocons got together, and they decided that they were going to make the U.S. military and Israeli military relationship so strongly entwined that no future administration would be able to break them. And what they did was they seduced a number of former generals, former admirals, a number of police chiefs and so on, but mainly the generals and admirals, and they put them on their advisory board, no doubt with some monetary perks, and became a major player in Washington in influencing U.S. foreign policy and working on the Pentagon. So when General Petraeus made a statement that the U.S. impasse with Israel, the Israel-Palestine connection, which James Morris exposed, when he made that statement in Congress, Jinsa got all its generals and admirals, ex-generals and admirals, to write a statement denouncing Petraeus. Now, that didn't get into the mainstream media, but it sent a message to Petraeus that he would only go so far as the Jewish establishment would allow him. And that is so there is Jinsa. Now, recently they had a split. because the woman who was running JINSA, who was a longtime Israel firster, made some statements that some people disagreed with, and so she quit. So, but JINSA is still JINSA, and even though there are differences of opinions among the various Jewish organizations, when it comes down to action on behalf of Israel, they lock arms. So JINSA, as I say, is just one group. But AIPAC also has networks, has branches all over the country who have their own meetings in the winter and the summer, in which some major government official or governor or senator from another state comes to town and gives a talk, and they raise money, and the press is not invited or informed about it, and neither is the press informed about it in the hometown of the governor or the senator. So you had Mario Cuomo speaking in the California suburbs in Walnut Creek, telling Israel back in the 80s they shouldn't give up the West Bank because we didn't give up Texas. I mean, this is the kind of mentality we have. But the mainstream press never talked about it, and I used to edit this Middle East Labor Bulletin, which Chomsky was a subscriber of, by the way, and I had a two- or four-page section every issue about how the lobby, the Congress, and our state officials were being seduced and selling out to Israel, and yet nobody else wanted to even pick up on this. So it's pretty depressing, and what's called the left has been described by a critic of Israel named Lenny Brenner as the rear guard of the Israel lobby. And I don't know whether it's the front lines or the rear guard, but the American left is just another aspect, another sector of American society that is dominated or intimidated or infiltrated or whatever by the Zionist establishment. And so when I see Sarah Flounders or Dick Becker, who started, was one of the originals of ANSWER, and the Workers' World, whatever they call themselves, he just wrote a book or a year or two ago on Israel, Palestine, and the U.S., and the first three chapters were devoted to explaining why the lobby was not the problem. Imagine a book on Israel, Palestine, and the U.S., and you feel obligated to write three chapters on why it's not Israel. I suggest Dick Becker is working for Israel, whether independently, on his own, whatever, but in practical fact, most of the organization and peace groups and Palestine solidarity groups are, in fact, doing Israel's work. They don't even discuss the lobby at their conferences. I mean, I could go into real some ugly detail, but I'll let you ask another question or comment.
Well, Jeff, I'll tell you, you answered that about as good as anybody could, and I learned a lot from that. I think Rachel did, too. And, Rachel, we got more callers, and thank you, dear, for calling in. Please call
thank
in
you.
Next week, and we appreciate your support for USS Liberty and all you've done, and it just means a lot to everybody. Thank you, Rach, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank
and
you.
Now we're going to bring up Ron Kukul, USS Liberty survivor, petty officer in charge of body recovery and identification, and after that we got Jeff in Missouri. So let's go ahead with Mr. Ron Kukul. Hey, Ron, hang on, buddy. We got a break, and we'll get you right about a break, okay? And folks, support your sponsors on RBN. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can't handle the truth. We'll see you in just a minute, folks. Thank you.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Terravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Terravim? Simple. Terravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to terravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Terravim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to Your Voice Counts. I appreciate you hanging on with us. I appreciate you hanging on, Ron. And I want to thank you, especially last week, for co-hosting the show and doing a great job with Colonel Wilkerson. And, you know, it means a lot to me that you did that. And that, you know, folks, when the United States of America got attacked on our ship, the USS Liberty, they did not just attack the USS Liberty, they attacked all of America. So, folks, don't forget that. That was an act of war, and it was war crimes against all of us, not just you and me. Mr. Kukul, please go ahead.
Hey, Phil, how are you doing tonight?
Good, good, good. Yes, how you good. Doing, Ron?
Good. No jokes or any comments about walkers, crutches, or anything like that tonight, right?
No. Oh, you're in better health than I am.
Okay, Mr. Blankford, I want to say good evening to you, and also, Kat, if you're listening, I hope that you're feeling better. Just a short comment. I don't like to take up a whole lot of time. There's other callers, or there will be other callers. Not so long ago, we had former Senator Adlai Stevenson on our radio show. He said point blank that he did all he could as a head of the Senate Intelligence Committee to try to get an honest congressional investigation. He said, and I spoke to him long before he came on the show by email, that there were no takers, with the exception of possibly Senator Barry Goldwater. I can't even say angry is the word for me. I think it's more like livid that people that run this country, that are in Congress, would tell people like Senator Adlai Stevenson that, well, I can't do this. I don't want to do this because I want to make sure I get reelected. I got to tell you, if it's possible to regurgitate on the phone, I would. Because that's not what we were taught. That's not what we were taught as Americans. And if we're going to stand for Israel, we might as well move the whole country over there. Because that's exactly what's going on. And I just want to make this comment that I don't think in my worst day, and the worst things that I've done in my life, I could sink as low as those people that said they didn't care about congressional investigation. So, Jeffrey, I don't want to, like I said, I don't like to take up a lot of time. And it's, Phil knows that my blood pressure goes up quite a little bit. I just want to make that comment to you, and I'd like you to, you know, at least respond a little bit on that.
Well, I have to keep, I just had a little medical problem a little while ago, so I have to keep my blood pressure down, but there's nothing that stimulates or wakes me up, for the wrong reasons, than reading the newspaper or going on the internet or seeing, I got emails from everybody around the world on this issue, and seeing what Congress took a vote on the 9th of May, to reconfirm the unbreakable relationship between Israel and the United States, and as mutual friends, allies, whatever, and in that resolution was a call for the U.S. to push for Israel to become a member of NATO. Now, the vote was 411-2. 411-2. The two were Ron Paul, who could be counted on to vote that way, and because he doesn't give a damn about what people think of his position on Israel, at least I hope he never changes, and actually a Palestinian American with the Tea Party, who became a member of Congress in Michigan, who is actually now remembering where he's coming from, and he voted against that, and maybe half a dozen people voted present or abstained, which really shows they had no courage, and it's a pathetic sign that our Congress has occupied territory, but where is the outrage? You know what happens? That vote is not reported on in the alternative media nor in the mainstream media. Nothing. I mean, years ago, a magazine called Lies of Our Times, which was talking about the New York Times, the editor asked me to write an article on the Israel lobby on aid to Israel, and I went back 8 years, and I could not find any article in the New York Times that mentioned aid to Israel. When they talked about foreign aid, they never mentioned the amount to Israel. Now, if America loves Israel, Americans love Israel as much as we're told, why would they not talk about this? Why would not all these congressmen who sold their soul to Israel not put this on their site? When you open their site, like you should find something that says that I support Israel, you know, undyingly support for Israel, but you have to really look for it, look hard to find a statement from a member of the Senate of the Congress supporting Israel to the extent that they do. But that's simply to get money from wealthy Jews who contribute more money to the political party, political elections, than any other group in the United States. And that's a fact. In just another comment, in 2000, year 2000, the Mother Jones magazine, which is a liberal magazine,
Here we go again, Jeff. We got a little break, then we got about an 18-minute run, and so it should be an outstanding end to the show. Ron, hang on. Jeff will bring you right up. Remember, support your sponsors on RBN. Real talk, real news, people, because you can handle the truth. Take care. I'll see you in a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity, and so they took advantage of the serenity. They attacked a silent ship, making a 40-foot hole in the starboard, killing 34 and wounding almost 200 more.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to the, we got 18 minutes and a little bit more than that before the show's off. But if you listen to Kat's song, they took advantage of the serenity. Folks, it was serenity. We were 14 miles off the coast. It was a beautiful, sunny, sunny day. Our flag was flying. We had people on the deck sunbathing, not doing anything but serving our country like we were told to do. And the Israelis started their murderous attack and slaughtered Americans on the high seas only for the fact of their own benefit. Now, here we've had in Colorado terrible, terrible, terrible fires. We've had storms all over the country. We've had this. We've had hurricanes. We've had everything else. But I don't see many shekels. I don't see many American dollars coming back from Israel to help Americans. Why is that? I wonder why. Well, I think it's because they're greedy and they want what they want and they will get it when they can take it, and our Congress and our presidents will give it to them. Ron, Jeff, and Jeff, go ahead. We got James Morris coming up, too. But, Ron, go ahead and finish up your question to Jeff, and then we'll go on with the show, please.
I just want to finish up by saying this, Phil. If any of these people back from that time are listening, with the exception of Adlai Stevenson, which I have the greatest respect for, he simply told me in so many words that you guys that were the crew on the Liberty that survived this, I salute you all. That's pretty good coming from a senator, and I still have that email. But I just want to say this. If any of them are listening, if any of their sons are listening, or their daughters, would you ask your father or whoever he might be how he can wake up in the morning and look at himself? Could he leave this earth knowing what he's done to his own people? That's all I got to say.
Okay,
Robert McNamara left this earth and he kept it to himself. I tell you what, I wouldn't want to take it to a higher court. So that's it, Phil.
Well, listen, you're right, and so did LBJ, but Ward Boston didn't.
That's
he
right.
Certainly did. He told the truth, and we know all about it. And James Morris was a big deal getting that done at the State Department when I got shut down. But God bless you, Ron. God bless you, shipmate. Call in again. Take care of yourself. Take care of your lovely wife. And you are a young 79-year-old man. I'll tell you that. Love you.
Thank you. Phil, you did it. You did it again. God bless America.
I know it. I know it. Okay, Jeff, Missouri, go ahead up. Please.
Well, Ron, you were telling it like it is. And McNamara had a very bad memory when asked about it. It was pretty sad. I mean, these people take jobs. They swear on the Constitution. It doesn't mean anything to them. It's a piece of paper. And it's disgusting for me. Take Senator Stevenson. Stevenson spoke out in the Senate and criticized Israel. Was it published in a newspaper? I mean, I have in my paper files, I copied some of his remarks because they're outstanding. But the reality now is you can't do that and get away with it without being targeted by the Israeli establishment West Coast. We're essentially a colony of Israel. Britain was a very small country. It had huge colonies like India, for example. And the United States essentially, when Netanyahu comes to Washington, Obama kisses his hem. Obama, to me, is worse than any of them. A long line of what we call the British term lickspittles, bootlickers. The term describes itself, what it is. You don't need to go to a dictionary. But Bill Clinton came in and he cleared out all the so-called Arabists in the State Department, all of them, and replaced them with what the Israelis call warm Jews. A warm Jew is a Jew that loves Israel and lives in another country. And so he replaced them, and then the political battles were between the warm Jews and the extra hot Jews, and the rest of the American public, since that time, since the time of Bill Clinton, has been excluded from discussing this issue. This is incredible. And they don't discuss it in the schools, of course, because they're fed so much propaganda, paid free propaganda to propagate this miracle of Israel. It's unbelievable. And I've been a school teacher, and I look at the textbooks and you say, you know, well, they lie about a lot of things, but this one affects us every day because right now they're pushing, trying to get us into another war with Iran, and not only are they so powerful, but we have sanctions against Iran that are incomparable in past history, but we're also sanctioning our allies if they don't collaborate with our sanctions, which would written up literally by AIPAC and given to Howard Berman in Congress, who ran for Congress in San Fernando Valley and said, I did it to help Israel. Now, for me, that's treasonous to talk. But when you mention that to people like Chomsky or Sarah Flounders, who Rachel mentioned, they totally ignore it because they are not even in denial, they are doing damage control. This is why I have nothing to do with them. Period. I used to, and found out that they were my biggest opponents. In the left, were more of a problem for me than with the AIPAC people or the ADL people, because those are the people who are actually the activists, so-called mobilizing for Palestine, wouldn't even touch the liberty issue. And I remember telling my friend George Green, who spent a great deal of his life, he died 15 years ago. George and I agreed that if the American public knew about the liberty, the truth about the liberty, it would change everything. And we not only have to deal with the open Israeli firsters, but the subtle ones who pretend to be
critical of Israel, are critical of U.S. policy toward Israel, and supportive of Palestinian state. All this is, to me, is nonsense. If they don't recognize the main enemy in this country and focus on what Americans care about, which is what is done in their name, and the money given, their money given for essentially starting wars, you know, this to me, things can be changed, but until and unless that happens, it's only going to get worse.
I'll tell you, Jeff, very, very astute conversation, and I think you got it nailed pretty good. Mr. Blankford, do you want to go ahead and address Jeff's comments? That was Jeff.
That was me.
Well, that was you.
Yes.
Okay.
I could address my comment. I could do that very. But
Well, you know what? I tell you, I thought because we had two Jeffs here, and I'll tell you what we'll do with that one. And I apologize, folks. Thanks, Mike, for keeping me straightened out again here. Like I say, this is the first two-hour show I've done in a while. But Jeff, I'm going to bring up James Morris. He's
right.
You know James. He's a scholar. He's a guy that's no dummy, and I'll tell you, he works hard for the USS Liberty. So welcome aboard, James, to Your Voice Counts.
Well, thanks for taking my call. Thanks for the kind words. Thanks for mentioning the website, ushijack.com, and it's good to be on there with Jeff Blankfort. We go back years, and he's as eloquent about the pro-Israel lobby influence in America as anyone I know, and I think that's been demonstrated in this program already. He had mentioned Bill Clinton. I think we should note that Bill Clinton was actually the first president to speak before AIPAC, and I just think that that's something that we should take note of. And Jeff, you were in mid-sentence with Phil, and you were talking about something really interesting. We've got quite a few points to go through, and I'm glad we're in the long segment of the show. You had said something about the 1,000 Jewish lobbyists after Bush's father, George H.W. Bush, had tried to cut off the loan guarantees, and I remember Senator Schumer, you know, another guardian for Israel.
Oh, God, yes.
And he was up there, and he was behind the move to stop that from happening. And I think he was even at one of the AIPAC conferences in recent years in D.C. saying he was a guardian of Israel and Hebrew. I mean, I don't know what more you
That's
need
right.
than that. I remember that. And fortunately, we saw that on C-SPAN, or we wouldn't have ever seen that, probably.
Computer.
Yeah, I don't even know if AIPAC even has that at its website. It might have. Probably not, exactly. But the thing is this. You were cut off just in mid-sentence because Phil had something really interesting to add, what he mentioned about the White House with Bush's father, you know. But you'd said something about 85% after you mentioned the 1,000 Jewish lobbyists that opposed George H.W. Bush. Could you just continue that?
Right after Bush made his press conference, unprecedented press conference, speaking to the American people, and it was mind-blowing. It's unprecedented. And the first polls taken showed, I forget, it was CBS or ABC, showed 85% of the public supported Bush's position.
Look at
and,
that.
And it's 6 weeks later, 2 months later, it's been a while since I remembered it, the American public was polled on aid to foreign countries. 75 to 77% supported aid to Poland. This was after the East European had been liberated. It's about the same number, 75% supported aid to Russia. 45 to 47% supported aid to Israel.
Look at that.
Now,
Jeff,
the interesting thing, they have all these polls that are deliberately set up to fool the people and give ammunition not only to AIPAC, but to the Chomskys and their ilk. And I don't see any difference between Chomsky and AIPAC, except that one is effective in one area, and Chomsky does his job, the AIPAC job, in another area. Anyway, the polls now only ask, who do you prefer, the Israelis or the Palestinians?
Yeah.
And, of course, given the propaganda, it's obvious who's going to win. Also, the irrelevancy of that question to American people.
Well, Jeff, look at the situation I had with Sidney McCain. I had a pretty close friendship with Sidney McCain over the past year and a half. I mean, it's been longer than that now. We're not really in touch anymore. I received an email about a month ago, but we're not in touch like we were. And I brought up the, you know, because I'd always thought she cared about children around the world, and I thought that if I could get the truth to her about what was happening with Israel-Palestine, she would care. And she came back when we had talked about this with nothing but AIPAC propaganda. She didn't even know anything about how the UN had been hit with white phosphorus by Israel and Gaza, and she didn't know anything about, you know, the food being cut off. She said, "Oh, that's a mosque cutting off the food. Israel lets as much food and supplies get through the crossings. It's all Hamas's fault." And she was just reiterating AIPAC propaganda, you know. But anyway, I've just got some points I wanted to touch on here quickly. I was taking notes throughout the show. Phil had brought up Jonathan Pollard and how the Israel lobby now is pushing to get him released. I think an interesting thing about that as well is that Jinzin, or at least Jinza-associated, Jim Woolsey with the CIA, CIA director, is also pushing for Pollard's release. But isn't that interesting how Woolsey, brags that he holds up the Presbyterian wing of Jinza, and he basically is with the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs as well. And I think what was also interesting is last week we had Colonel Wilkerson on, and I had the honor of co-hosting the show with Liberty survivor Ron Kukul, who just called in. And Wilkerson was trying to, you know, basically say that, yeah, Dick Cheney, who's also associated with Jinza, or was associated with Jinza,
right,
probably
he's
still
on the board.
Is.
Honored
exactly, and also with the Project for the New American Century, which is changed in only name only. It's now the Foreign Policy Initiative that Bill Kristol's up there with, you know, in the Emergency Committee for the Defense of Israel, all that stuff that he runs or is associated with. Anyway, what Colonel Wilkerson was trying to say, and I had my friend Steve Stagosky, who you've interviewed on your radio show as well for his excellent The Transparent Cabal book, he was trying to say that Dick Cheney wasn't doing it for Israel. And what we were trying to say in reply, is that it basically didn't mean that he was necessarily an Israel firster, but he was associated with these Israel firsters. And he had policy advisors like David Wormser, who had an Israeli Likudnik wife. And David Wormser was his Middle East advisor involved with the writing of the Clean Break agenda that Iraq was based on, and we're about to see it get expanded to Syria. And, I mean, these advisors obviously have influence, so you wouldn't have them in those positions, Jeff. And who put people like Richard Perle, who was associated with AIPAC and also Jinza, in at the Defense Policy Board? Who put Douglas Feith in at the Office of Special Plans, you know, at the Pentagon? And Colonel Wilkerson had even told me that he was behind the distorted intelligence from his Office of Special Plans that got us into Iraq. So what I'm trying to say is, yeah, he can say that, you know, Cheney wasn't for Israel necessarily, but he was certainly pushing the neocon line with these advisors he had with him.
He actually changed his position because when he was with Bush, Daddy Bush, he was against the war with Iraq.
Exactly. And then people ask, well, why do these advisors have such influence? Well, we see the influence they have on our media, Jeff. I mean, look, Fox Neocon News. I mean, do you think Cheney would get on Fox Neocon News if he wasn't pushing their line? Do you think Neocon John McCain would be on Fox Neocon News? When I was speaking with Cindy McCain about it, she said two of the issues that John McCain had was, you know, his mortality and being marginalized. And I think you saw that at the end of the HBO Game Change film where he said, I don't want, you know, my dad, when he resigned from the Navy, he passed away, or his grandfather died like the day after World War II ended or something like that, and his dad faded away after he left the Navy. And he didn't want to be in that position. And the bottom line is he toes the line for the lobby because he knows that you would be marginalized if you countered it. And he's benefited pretty well from it, hasn't he? But anyway, just some quick points before the show ends here. I think what the point you'd made about Obama as well was very relevant. I mean, he was on Israeli television, and fortunately I saw a brief clip of it on CNN with the AIPAC, former AIPAC newsletter editor Wolf Blitzer, his CNN program. And of course that's never mentioned when he's going hawkishly for war with Syria and Iran, pushing the propaganda from AIPAC basically. And it showed Obama on Israeli television bragging, because he's trying to show how much, he didn't hate Israel. He was bragging that Jews in Illinois had put him into the Senate. He said, I don't hate Jews. Jews had put me into the Senate in Illinois. I mean, that didn't make our television except for that brief clip on CNN. Okay, so when you're talking about him being a sycophant for the Israel lobby, he most certainly is. And you'd also brought up, Howard Berman. I mean, there. Phil Weiss is a mutual friend of ours, and I think you're writing over at MondoWeiss.net as well.
Hang on, you guys. We're going to come back here, and we've got to end the show here in just a few minutes. But interesting conversation. We'll be right back, folks. Support your sponsors, RBN. Real talk, real news, real people, because you can't handle the truth. And so we'll see you in just a moment. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go right quick. Now, listen, we do have another caller. Jeff in Missouri has been hanging on, but I do have to mention one thing. In my view, the most dangerous people on the media is Huckabee, Rush Limbaugh, and John Hagee, and we got to bring up Jeff in Missouri. He's been holding for hours. Come on, Jeff. Come on up, please.
Hi. It's an honor to be on the show there, Mr. Attorney.
Come on, sir. Go ahead and ask your question, please. I'm sorry you had to wait so long.
Am I on the air?
Yeah, you are. Come on in.
Yeah, it's an honor to be on the show. I was just kind of remembering in 07, I think, you know, this might sound familiar with you. There's a you might have been an individual involved. There was a conference on No More Wars for Israel, and I'm starting to think it, you know, might be a good time for a redo of that.
Yeah, can't hear you, Jeff. Listen, James.
I'm still
James
here. So I just got a couple quick points, and I know you got to close out the show. I just wanted to ask Jeff two quick questions, and I'll be off. If you could give me a minute.
Yeah, go ahead. Hurry up.
Okay, I'll hurry up. Jeff, this is the point I wanted to make, what you just said about Chomsky. You were spot on. I still refer people to your article, The Israel Lobby and the Left, with your discussion. Okay, great. And so what I wanted to say is before the Iraq war got underway, I'd actually been in an anti-war event, and I saw Chomsky speak. And I was talking to him on the side there, and I brought up Jinza, and he knew exactly what Jinza was. We talked about it because Woolsey was associated with it, and there was something on the news, and we both knew exactly that Jinza was, you know, Woolsey was associated with Jinza. And Chomsky has not brought up Jinza in any of his speeches, any of his presentations against the war. And I think what's also very interesting is a guy that I just had it out with, who was in charge of the Marines in Afghanistan a couple days ago on C-SPAN's Washington Journal. You can go to neoconzionistthreat.com for that. He basically welcomed the Jinza board at the Pentagon. And this guy's in charge of the Marines in Afghanistan. So it's just utterly incredible. And the last thing is you've got Howard Berman, as you know from WanderWife.net, I challenged him in Sherman Oaks, talking about how, you know, he's all for Israel and exactly validating the Mershon Walt book, Israel lobbying U.S. foreign policy, and he came back saying, oh, that's anti-Semitic, yet he validates that he's in the Congress for Israel, and he's willing to send $30 billion to Israel as cities like Stockton are going broke, filing bankruptcy. And I'll leave it at that. Thanks for the time, Phil.
You bet. Go ahead, Jeff.
I couldn't agree with you more. Berman was my parents' congressperson, and actually he seems like he may be voted out, ironically, this year by someone who's as much of an Israeli first as he is, Brad Sherman. Both of them are on the advisory committee of the Israel Project. There are 36 or 38 members of the House and Senate as advisors on the Israel propaganda organization, and this should be actually against American law. But when it comes to Israel, everything, they could do whatever they want. And it's interesting, you mentioned Wolf Blitzer. There's something going on, a very sinister thing, is which the Israel and its and the establishment here make decisions about who is going to become an Israeli citizen or not. So you have people like David Makovsky at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, founded by AIPAC, was 10 years as the editor of the Jerusalem Post, and evidently did not become a citizen. That enables him to be called constantly before Congress to testify as an independent American expert on Middle East issues, and Wolf Blitzer is just another one. I actually interviewed Makovsky. I got him to come on my show, and I asked him that question, and he went into a shell.
Hey, listen, guys, this is the end of the show. Thank you, Jeff. It is. It was a fast 2 hours. Listen, I want to thank RBN especially for giving the USS Liberty Veterans 2 hours on this great radio station. Thank you, Mike, our board operator. Perfect job tonight. Thanks to all of our callers. And Jeffrey Blankford, we'll get you back on air if you'd please come on, sir. And remember, USS Liberty, God bless America.
Gold, ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before